Aaron Troy.
Okay. Do I like it today?
Mitzvah will discuss a shiloh of Natili Sidayim. But before we discuss the shiloh of Natili Sidayim, there's a Moridik Pshat from the Bis Yosef, Pshat in the Brocha, which we say after the Megillah. The Brocha which we say after the Megillah is Harovis Ribeinu, Vadon Es Dineinu, Anoikeim Es Nikmosenu, Vamashalim Gemul Lechol Oibe Nafshenu, Vanifrelonu Metzoreinu. So we're using many Lashonas here, basically saying the same thing in different words. Harovis Ribeinu, who he argues our arguments, if that's a literal translation. Vadon es dineinu, dan our din. Vanoikem es nikmosenu, and somebody who takes nekoma from those who need to take nekoma from. So what are all these lashonos? So the Bais Yosef says that harov es riveinu is, there is goyim stam, they enjoy a fight. So this starts off with the Eden, poshut als a fight. There's no reason behind it, nothing behind it. Poshut chaperin, loshen rivum mitzah. Stam, they want to enjoy a fight. Of them is Arovis Riveinu. Vadon es dineinu is when the taka, they've got a taina against us. And even then, the Rabbeinu Shleilam is don es dineinu, even so there is a taina, the Rabbeinu Shleilam helps us out. What's hanoikem es nikmosenu? Hanoikem es nikmosenu is that even so, sometimes we've done averus and we need to be punished. And it's bedin shemayim that we're being punished. But after that we've been punished, the Rabbeinu Shleilam will take nekoma from the goyim which punished us. So harov es riveinu when it's for nothing, Adon es dineinu when there is some taina, or the hanoikim es nikmosenu after we've been punished, the Rabbeinu Shleilam takes nekoma from the goyim for doing it. Now there's two neshoinas here, v'mashalim gmul l'chol oyevei nafshenu, v'nifralonu mitzoreinu. Now if you realize, we say the same loshen by Mariv. In the Emunah Kol Zois, we also say, hakeil hanifralonu mitzoreinu, v'mashalim gmul l'chol oyevei nafshenu. So if you realize, there's two, in both places, in Hanifra Lono Mitzoreinu, we use the word Hanifra, and we don't say Hanifra Lono Meoveinu, Hanifra Lono Mitzoreinu. And Vamashalim Gmul, when the Rabbeinu Shleilam pays back, is Lechol Oyvei Nafshenu. We use the Loshen Oyevim. What's the difference between a Meitza or a Oyev? What's the difference? So the Bais Yosef explains, is a oyev, he's oyev belev. He hates, there's sinner belev. A meitzer is not really, he's got sinner belev, he's chepering. That's what a meitzer is, he chepers. It makes it unbequem for Yidden. of our oyev, he is taka believe he's got the sinner. L'may nafkemina for us, if the sinner is believe, or the sinner is istam he chepers, or he's hurting us, what's the difference? The difference, says the Bais Yosef, says our oyev, he's choyrish aleinu ro. He's always thinking and planning, how can I harm the Eden? With which way will I be able to harm the Eden? So he's always got plans. This plan, that plan, try this, try that. A meitzer, no plans. He finds a Yid on the street, no, he throw a stone at him. Yeah, if he's got something else to do, yeah. But it's not a planned act. So Zokta Bais Yosef, Hamashalim gemul lechol oivei nafsheinu is, some the Rebbeinu Shlomo pays back midah keneged midah. So he says you can only pay, what's the tachlis of paying back midah keneged midah? It's what's the tachlis of tit for tat? Yeah, there's no tachlis in tit for tat. The tachlis that the Rebbeinu Shlomo pays back midah keneged midah, they should realize as the do yad Hashem here. And if there is here Yad Hashem, there's somebody else who'll think he can copy it. He'll think, oh, I won't copy it because I'm going to get paid back midah keneged midah. Like Rashi says in Shmois, at the beginning of Shmois, that Paro thought, now well, how can I try to harm the Eden? The Bein Shem has done this, has done that. Yeah, he found a new Eitzah. So the Hamashalim gemul lechol oivei nafsheinu, the Rebbeinu Shlomo pays back midah keneged midah to the ones who are planning to do ra to us. Because by them, it's shayach to pay back midah keneged midah because they've had plans and they know what their plans is. And when the Rebbeinu Shlomo pays them back, they realize as it's Yad Hashem. Masha ein kein, tzoreinu, they're just meitzerus, they're just hurting us. There's no plans at all in it. It's maybe they are just messengers of their masters. Their masters have got plans, but they're just, you know, they're sent on a job. But they've got no plans what to do. So the Mela, they are called only tzoreinu. They've hurt us. And to them, the Rebbeinu Shlomo don't pay back midah keneged midah. The Rebbeinu Shlomo pays back hanifrelonu mitzoreinu. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is managed them, but it's not midah keneged midah. So on the emeser oyevim is a mashalim gmul lechol oyevei nafsheinu. And on the soina, on somebody just hurt us, that is vanifrulonu mitzoreinu. So that's harovis ribeinu, vadonis dineinu, vanoikemis nikmoseinu. Harovis ribeinu is stam, looking for a fight. Vadonis dineinu, when it's taka got a taina, vanoikemis nikmoseinu. That even so, we deserve the oinish, but Rebbeinu Shlomo will still pay them back. So if you realize in Al-Nisim on Chanukah, We say Rafto es Rivom, Danto es Dinom, Nekamto es Nikmosom. Yeah, we're using the same Lashon, so we use Harov es Rivenu, Vadon es Dinenu, Vanoikem es Nikmosen, exactly the same Lashon. Rafto es Rivom, Danto es Dinom, Nekamto es Nikmosom. But there's one difference. In Alanissim, we say it in Lashon Ova. Rav to es rivon, dan to es dinon, nekam to es nikmosom. In the brocha of a rov es rivenu, it's a loshen hoiva. Harov es rivenu, vadon es dinenu, vanoikem es nikmosenu. What's the difference? In Chanukah we say loshen ova, here we say a loshen hoiva, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is actually doing it. Because if we think through the ness of Purim, as the Rebbeinu Shlomo was preparing to be managed Klal Yisrael for going to the Suda of Achashverosh, at exactly the same time the Rebbeinu Shlomo was preparing the Yeshua. And as Memuchon was the one who gave the grand Eitzah to kill Vashti, there, Chazal say Mamuchan, he was Muchan Lepronius. He was already Muchan. And the Rebbeinu Shel Olam killing Vashti, which happened by Sudas Achashverosh, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam already prepared Esther and Malka to save Klal Yisrael. As the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was preparing the Oynish, Gidol HaMelech Achashverosh as Homon, because he gave this Eitzah, yeah, so, and at the same time, as Gidol HaMelech Achashverosh as Homon, at the same time, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam prepared already the Yeshua. The Yeshua was coming at the same time. So the limud which we take out of Purim is, as his Keseda, even so we're not seeing how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Ravis Riveinu, of a Keseda, he is being Ravis Riveinu even if we don't see it. Because just like in the Nes of Purim, we didn't see how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is preparing out the Yeshua. Basically, we saw how the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is preparing Oynish for us. Yeah, we got in the Oynish the Homon wanted Lahashmid Laharig Labeit, at the same time the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was preparing Esther to save Klal Yisrael. So Harovis Ribeinu means even so we're not seeing it, but we should learn from the Nes of Purim as Harovis Ribeinu. He is Kseida now, even now the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is being Rovis Ribeinu with Donis Dineinu. So that's the Bais Yosef pshat in the bracha of Harav es Riveinu. Now there's an important machlokes here. There's a machlokes in middle of Megillah. Are you allowed to talk? So Avada, that's poshut. That if you're hearing Megillah and you're going to talk in the middle of Megillah, you're going to miss words, and Avada, you're not allowed to talk. The Shaila is the Balkoira alone, who he is laning Megillah, is he allowed to talk in the middle of the Megillah or not?
In Yonah Megillah?
Well, not in Yonah Megillah. Yeah, Stam. You're not telling the Oilam to be quiet, not to bank Homan so much. That might be mitzorche kriya, but we're talking about stam in middle of Megillah. Is he allowed to talk divrichel? So there is a machlekes bal heitu and the talk. The bal heitu says that the brocha at the end of Megillah of Harovas Riveinu, Hiyois, it's only a minig. The Gemara says, Mishnah, that it's only a minig to say the brocha of Rovis Riveinu. So Mamela, it's not like something which has got a brocha lachreho. Hiyois, it's not something which has got a brocha lachreho. Then you're allowed to talk in the middle. Like, just like, you made a brocha on Achilles Matzah, so while you're eating the Matzah, and you've already started eating the Matzah, while you're eating the Matzah, you're allowed to talk in the middle. So the same thing here, I made a brocha on Kriyas HaMegillah, so now I'm in the middle of laying in the Megillah, so I'm allowed to talk. But something which has got a brocha l'achreo, like Psuk de Zimra, Halal, all these things which got a brocha l'achreo, then I'm not allowed to talk in, from the beginning till the end, like Birchas Krishma, because God brocha lachreo, I'm not allowed to talk in the middle. So the Bala'itza says, Hiyois, this brocha is only a minig, and Amela, you're allowed to talk in the middle of the Megillah. The Tor says, he doesn't understand. Very, very nice, it's a minig. But Lemaisa, in the end of the day, you're going to be saying a brocha. So if at the end of the day you're going to be saying a brocha, so Mamela, you're not allowed to be mafsik. So the Bais Yosef says, as the machlekes, the tur, and the balei ita, is the brocha of a Rovis Riveinu a brocha after the Megillah or not? Because the Ran asks a kasha. As always, you know, a brocha hasmucha lachavata does not start with baruch. Like the yishtabach doesn't start with the baruch. Why? Because it's smucha to baruch shoma. And yahalucha at the end of halal also doesn't start with baruch, because it's smucha lachavata of the brocha at the beginning of halal. So why does the bracha of a Rabbis Rivenu, why does that start with Baruch? He should start the bracha, a Rabbis Rivenu. That's where he should start the bracha. Why did it start with a Baruch? So Zokta Ran, as the bracha of Harovis Rivenu is not a bracha on mitzvahs kriyas hamegillah. It's a bracha of hoidoa alanes. And now I've been moida of kriyas dihilula. The Gemara said that kriyas halol, kriyas hamegillah is like saying halol. Now I've been moida to the Rabbeinu Shalem. So now I've heard the whole ness. Oh, so now I'll make a bracha for this ness. So Mamela, Zokteran, this bracha is not going to create a halal at all. So Mamela, it's not smucha lechavata. I've made a bracha at the beginning of halal on the midst of kriyas halal, and now at the end of halal, I'll make a bracha hoidoa alanes. So Mamela, Zokter Bisyosef of the Bala Itul holds that this bracha is not a bracha on halal, on Megillah. So Mamela, it's a bracha b'fnei atzmoi. So it's not k'ilu the kriyas Megillah has got a bracha lefoneo and a bracha l'achreo. It's only got a bracha lefoneo. And just like everything which has got a bracha lefoneo is a chatchila, you shouldn't be speaking in the middle of Ada, because like in the middle of Tkiya Shofar, the reason why you shouldn't speak in the middle of Tkiya Shofar is because you made a bracha on a mitzvah, so in the middle of doing a mitzvah, you shouldn't be speaking. So same thing here, you should also shouldn't be speaking. But you haven't done, it's nishkan, the loshon of the Bala Itta is in ligoy. Yeah, you don't have to shout to somebody, because kan aveira to nishkaton, kan lechatchil is nish, he hadn't done an aveira. So in Mamela, it's not called k'ilu da bracha la'acha kriyas Megillah. Masha in kain, the tool holds that the brocha of a Rabbis Rivenu is taka a brocha la'acha kriyas hamegillah, and the Megillah has got a brocha lefoneo and it's got a brocha la'achareho, and the Rabbis Rivenu is taka going on kriyas hamegillah, and mela in middle of kriyas hamegillah you shouldn't speak. So that's machlokes. Sorry?
Why does it start with a brocha?
Oh. So really, the Ran's kasha is a shvera kasha, because always a brocha smucha lechavata, you need a brocha arucha for the first brocha. Like Baruch Sha'oma, it's a brocha arucha. The Baruch Sha'oma starts with the baruch and finishes with the baruch, and then you can make a brocha smucha lechavata out of it. On a brocha ketzora, you can't make a brocha smucha lechavata out of it. Horaya, the bichas, one of the terutzim of the Rishonim is on bichas hashacha. Bichas hashacha, why do we say all the brochas? Why a separate brochas? Just say one long brocha. Matei asurim, zekif kfufim, reikal arat mayim. Just say all the brochas in one. So the teretz is, on a brocha ketzora, you can't make a brocha smucha lechavato. So betzim, the Ran's kasha is a shvera kasha. Why should it be a brocha smucha lechavato? No, but there is a raya to the Ran's kasha, is from halal. Halal, we finish the halalucha. Even so, the brocha before halal is not a brocha rucha, is only a brocha ktsora. So there is another teretz on another teretz in the Rishonim. Why birchas hashacha is, why do we say separate brochas? Because they say that the birchas hashacha, each thing happens in its own time. Yeah, when you sit up is one brocha. When you put your feet down is another brocha. The happening is happening in different times. So Mela, that's not called a brocha smucha lechavata. So it could be the Ran holds taka that you can make out of a brocha ksora, also a brocha smucha lechavata.
Well, but if you've got six straight away, you can say it later on.
What Harovus Rivenu? This is a shaila. Mitzvah. We'll get there. Oh, so now the Netilas Yadayim de Kishayla. Yeah, and we'll get back in Mitzvah to the Harovus Rivenu. So the Netilas Yadayim. When do you make the bracha? By Netilas Yadayim. When do you make the bracha? Shekshonu Mitzvah Mitzvonu Al Netilas Yadayim. When do you make it? Before the intisidaim? After? Before you dry your hands? After you dry your hands? When do you make it? Yeah, the Yod will tell me, yeah, we wash our hands and we make the bracha on the intisidaim. Yeah, and then we dry our hands. Yeah, that's what we do. But really, there's four shittas in Rishonim, maybe five, four shittas in Rishonim when you make the brocha of Al Natili Sedaim. The shittas Harambam is that you make the brocha of Al Natili Sedaim before you wash your hands. You make Borcha to Hashem, and then you go and wash your hands. Thus is shittas Harambam. Tosfos and the Rosh say, are just like by tefillah, by tefillah's ger. A ger cannot make a bracha kshon betzoyte betzvon al a tefillah before he's tovel himself l'shem geirus, because he is not mitzvah. So when does he make the bracha? The first bracha that a ger makes is the first bracha that a ger will make is Ashikchon Mitzvah Svonu Ala Tvila. He makes it after the Tvila. So because Tvila's ger is, he makes a bracha after the Tvila, so who are then all Tvilas, you make the bracha after the Tvila. That's Shittas HaToysa Rosh. The Rambam holds by Tvila that you make the bracha also before Tvila. Yeah, so that's why they make two tefillas, and after the first one, before tefillas kelim before. Yeah, tefillas kelim before. Of a tefillas odom, then you make it after, and you make two tefillas after the first one before the second one. Why do you do it after the first one before the second one? To be yotze kol hashittas. To be yotze shittas Harambam that you're doing it before. And to be yotze shitzatoyse rosh, they're doing it afterwards. Now the big kasha is that you can only do tefillah if you're tome. If you're not tome anymore, then you can't do tefillah. So once you've done the first one, the second one is not ma'aseh tahara anymore.
We're not talking about
other chayovi tefillahs.
Sorry, I thought you meant
ger. Yeah, no, other chayovi, no, the ger only does it, everybody's moita, he do it afterwards. Yeah, that's
Al-tuma.
So those who make a brocha ala tefillah for tuma, so they make it after the first one, before the second one. So the kasha is, how can you make a brocha once you tore? The second tefillah is not a tefillah anymore, it's dipping in water. It's not a meiser tefillah, you only make a brocha asher k'tronu b'mitzvoso v'tzivonu ala tefillah, you can only mitzvah on tara. Yeah, so that I think the poskim say that it's ki'ilu satnai. That if the halacha is kaharambam, I don't want the first tevila to be a matami. Im halacha ka toisus varosh, then I want the first tevila to be matami, and then the second one is garnish.
I didn't see a sitora.
What?
See a sitora. Once it's a tevila,
no,
you make a tenai.
No, you can have that. That's a chiddush. It's a shlo. The chiddush is you can have das hofchis, and the tevila shouldn't be chal. Yeah, it's a very big chiddush. Yeah, because the Gemara says, as nofam me'al gesha, you fall from the bridge and you fall into the river and you're tor.
Yeah.
Oh, but that is tvilish b'shloy lechulin. You don't need kavana. Tvilish, the Gemara in Chulin says, lechulin you don't need kavana. You become tor memela. Oh, but that is only without kavana. If you have das not to be yotze, not to become tor, you won't. Hepech kavona. Yeah, it's a great chiddush. But the meisa, that's meisim bechol yoyim. That's what they do.
Why can't we say that he's still oisik in the tefillah? Hagam yoyter already, just like by washing hands, as long as you didn't dry your hands. Oisik in the inyan of tefillah.
Now. So the shaila is if by netilas yadayim the din of niguv that you have to dry your hands. If you eat without drying your hands, so meila then ma'aseh netilah hasn't finished. But tefillah, you don't have to dry yourself. Once you've been in the mikveh, yeah, the pashtus says even when you're still in the mikveh, you become tor. Yeah, chiddush in Rambam, because Mishnah said in Rambam that you only become Torah once you leave the mikveh. You come out of the water. But the Pashta says once you're in the mikveh, you become Torah. So in Mela, there's one place it says that you need niguv. They need niguv by tefillah. Is that's a kohen gadol. The kohen gadol is toval v'ola v'nistapek, and the kohen gadol dried himself. Yeah, the pashas tefillah don't need sipuk. You don't need to dry yourself. So the Mishnah Melech says the reason why the kohen gadol had to dry himself is because he had to put on big day kahuna. And the Dodin, Chatzitza, being God of the Besoroi. So Mele is going to be some water on his gulf, that will be Chatzitza, being God of the Besoroi, and Mele, he had to dry himself.
What about Tvilat Isha? She
don't have to dry herself. Yeah. Oh, so the Shittas HaRambam is that you make a brocha before Netilas Yadayim. Shittas HaTosfos VaRosh is they say that you make the brocha after the Netilas Yadayim. The reason is because sometimes your hands, when you want to wash for Suda, your hands are not clean. I mean, they're not roy. You can't make a brocha with them. So Mamela, you'll have to wash your hands first to be able to make the brocha. So in such a situation, you can't make the brocha al Natilis Yadayim before the brocha. So Mamela, you make it after you wash. Now here comes two shittas. There's shittas Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham says that there is Mayim Rishonim and there is Mayim Shniim. So the Netila does not finish till you wash yourself with Mayim Shniim. So Mamela, make the brocha in between Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shniim. So Mamela, it'll still be over Lasayosom. Why will it be over Lasayosom? Because I haven't washed yet the second one. So Mamela, I'm not after the Netilas Yadayim. I'm still in the middle of Netilas Yadayim. I've still got Maisa Netila to do. So Mamela, the Rabbeinu Yerucham says, don't make the brocha before Netilas Yadayim, but do it in the middle, between Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shniim. Tosfos and the Rosh say that on the tour. No, you can make it after Netilas Yadayim. Then there's another shitta, which another tam which Tosfos gives, that Yois kol oichol lechem b'li nigiv yadayim, whoever eats without drying his hands, ki ilu oichol lechem tome, ki ilu is eating tome na lechem. So Mamela, you need the nigiv yadayim to be able to eat the bread. So Mamela, the maisen netila has not finished till you've done the nigiv. So Mamela, you can do it before nigiv yadayim, before you dry your hands. And then there's another shitta, which the Daka Moshe says, that's shittas oizrua. Oizrua holds, but every mitzvah, if you didn't make the brocha over lasayosam, you can make it the brocha afterwards. We, lemaisa, we don't pass in such a shitta, but the Ramah here does bring it down. So the reason why the Ramah brings down this shitta here is because, just like I can make the brocha after Netilas Yadayim, the Tosfos and Rosh hold you can make the brocha after Netilas Yadayim. So Hu Adin, you can make it after Niguv. What's the difference if you're anyway making the brocha afterwards? What's different if it's mamish just afterwards, or it's a bit further than afterwards? Yeah, as long as it's after the brocha, you're still after the Maisa Netila. So Mamela, I can still make the brocha al Netilas Yadayim. So those are the four options. The option one is before Netilas Yadayim. Option two is between the Mayim Rishonim and Mayim Shniim. Third option is before you dry your hands. Fourth option is after you dry your hands, before you make the brocha Hamotzi Lechem Menoretz. Once you make the brocha Hamotzi Lechem Menoretz, then you cannot make an Atilis Yidayim anymore. The shaila here is, what will happen if somebody he washed his hands and he spoke. He spoke before he made the brocha. Can he still now make the brocha of an Atilis Yidayim or not? Has he lost it? Do we say you only lose a brocha when you've made the brocha before the mitzvah, and now I am mafsik, so now the brocha has got nowhere to be chalon, I'm a meila, I've lost the brocha. But maybe a brocha which is after a mitzvah, maybe there's no klal that I'll lose the brocha by speaking in between the mitzvah and the brocha. Oh, so there's quite a few rayas that even if I speak between the mitzvah and the brocha, which I make after mitzvah, it is a problem. One of the rayas is the brocha of Harovas Rivenu. Somebody speaks after Kriyas HaMegillah. I remember somebody, I think it was last year, after Kriyas HaMegillah, he was so nisragish from the whole story of the Megillah. He lived through Kriyas HaMegillah. So after the Balkoira finished Leini Megillah, he said, "Ah, azah gevaldike meisa." So the person standing next to him told him, "Shh, you're not allowed to." I mean, he couldn't say he's not allowed to talk, because he'll also lose the bracha. Yeah, he might lose the bracha. So that is the shaila. After Kriyas HaMegillah, and somebody talks, or the Baal Torah talks, can he now make the bracha of Harovas Rivenu or not? Oh, so the Mishnah Berurah speaks about this shaila. So Mishnah Berurah says, this is dependent on the Machlokes Bale Itzel and the Tul and the Ram. According to the Bale Itzel and the Ram, which they hold that the Brocha of Harovas Rivenu has got no Shaychus to Kriyas HaMegillah, it's just that now we make a Brocha on the Hidoah Al HaNes. So Mamela, you can talk after Kriyas HaMegillah before you've said a Harovas Rivenu, and if you talk, you can buy to say the brocha of a Harovas Rivenu. Masha Enkein, the fee, the tour, which the tour holds that the brocha of a Harovas Rivenu is a brocha on Kriyas HaMegillah, and that's why you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah. So Mamela, Zokna Mishbura, according to the tour, it's You might not be able to say the brocha of a Harovas Rivenu anymore, because once you've been mafsik between Kriyas HaMegillah and the brocha, you cannot make the brocha on it. So here we see from the Mishnah Berurah that a brocha shalachreo, once you've made, even says a brocha shalachreo, but if you mafsik between the mitzvah and the brocha, which is after the mitzvah, you cannot make the brocha anymore. There's another case.
Are they maybe talking about when somebody speaks something random, not connected at all with them? It's somebody with the other, and it's like a thriller.
If he said what's a gewaldige meiser, then the chori can still make the bracha. Yeah, because then the poshet terrorist could bring the whole Kriyas HaMegillah. It's mamish minyone Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyos is the haluda. This is the halal. Yeah, the chora that will be like Govel Latura. Yeah, it's not Mamish Tzorech, but it's Minyone Kriyas HaMegillah, it'll be okay. Yeah. Now, there's another case. Now, when you shecht, I don't know if any of you are shechtim, I'm also not, but when you shecht a behema or an oif, you make the brocha on the shechita before you shecht. But when you've got a Sophic trefa, So you're not sure if this animal or oif is going to be kosher or not. So then the Ramah says you don't make the bracha ala shechita before the shechita. You make it after the shechita. Because that's the klal, when it's not roi to make the bracha before the shechita, or any mitzvah, when it's not roi to make the bracha before it, like tefillas ger, or natilas yadayim, or hadlokas neir Shabbos.
How do you know? How would you know before?
What?
It was a roi at the time.
How do you know that's
going to shout? Well, how will you know if it's a Sophic Trefa? If it fell down and you're not sure it's the Tzaloah's got broken or something like that. Yeah? So such cases. So then you've got a Sophic Trefa, or there's another case, a Yoina, a dove, is very, very hard to shecht. To get it, to make sure that the shechita is going to be kosher by a yoina, it's mamash 50-50. So in such a case, when you're not sure that you'll be able to shecht it properly, then you make the bracha after. So I think we're more speaking about a sofik trefa. So a sofik trefa, you make the bracha only after the shechita. So then, what will happen if after the shechita, before the bracha, I mean, you have to shecht it and be boidik it, and then I make the bracha. So if I talked in between the shechita and the bedika and the bracha, can I still make the bracha or not? So Tvur Shoyr says in Simon Yutes that I cannot make the bracha anymore. Once I've spoken in between the shechita and the bracha, I cannot make the bracha. And he says, if he didn't speak, as long as he haven't been masiach das, you can still make the bracha. Yeah, and there's a Mishabura, a Bialocha in Simon Nun Gimel, I think, that the Mishabura says, somebody, he finished Psuk de Zimra, he hasn't said Yishtabach yet, and there's Yotzel Tzrochov. He had to go out. And now, when he comes back, he's going to make the Brocha Yishtabach. But now he's been mafsik between Yishtabach and Psuk de Zimra. So now the Yishtabach the bracha of Yishtabach has got nothing to, it's not going, there's a hefstik between Yishtabach and Psuk de Zimra. So the Mishbura says, Chatchila is nochin, that you should say again, Ashrei. He says, Tilla the David, yeah. Ashrei don't start with Tilla the David, yeah. You say Tilla the David again. And Amela, there'll be something for the bracha of Yishtabach to be chalom. Yeah, this is also Negea Lemaisa. Yeah, somebody finished Halal, and he hadn't said the Brocha Yahalucha yet, and he spoke. Will he be able to make the Brocha or not? So, L'choira, he won't be able to make the Brocha anymore, because once he's been mafsik between Yishtabach, between the Halal, or between Psuk de Zimra, between the Brocha and the Shechita, so he won't be able to make the Brocha again. Yeah, then the Mufurish arrived to the Shaila in Kuf Samachay, when you have to make Ashiyotza and Atil Sidaim, so if you make Ashiyotza after washing your hands, before the Brocha and Atil Sidaim, you won't be able to make the Brocha and Atil Sidaim anymore. Oh, So kump dois that he yois the brocha that lachareo is going on the natilis yadayim, and once I've been mafsik, I cannot make the brocha on the natilis yadayim anymore because I've made the hefsik between the brocha of the meisen natila and the brocha of natilis yadayim.
So Tsar is not his father's name.
No.